Hello, friend. My name is Lane Kennedy, and this is Your Intuition Knows. Thank you for joining me. This is a podcast about exploring life and slowing down from today's super connected, overcommitted busyness. In these episodes, I will show up and share practical tools, small inspirations, pieces of conversations, connection with others, and hope that just for today, if you take a moment, a time out, and breathe, that your life will change. Yep. One slow breath, one pause can change everything. I dare you to hang out with me. Let's change the world. Let's change your world one breath, one moment at a time. Welcome to the show. Let's get into it. Don't forget, I have an amazing masterclass. It's free. It's about stressing less. Hello. Go grab it. Start watching it and learn my 5+ secrets to daily serenity in the eye of a storm. And you know those she's storms I'm talking about. So you can find that over at lanekennedy.com/stressless-masterclass. Okay, guys, let's get into the episode. Hi, guys. Lane is back. I'm back. How are you today? It's the weekend here in San Francisco, and I'm dropping in on you, saying hi. Thank you for joining me. Oh, it's so good. Today is my birthday, my friend. Yeah, it's my birthday. It's my belly button birthday. And I have to say, I was really bummed out. Yep. I went to bed last night and I was like, oh, woe is me. I have no plans. Wah, wah, wah. And I woke up in the middle of the night. Woe is me. I have no plans. Wah, wah, wah. And I woke up this morning on my birthday. And I decided to make a change. And I did a different meditation. And during that meditation, I had yet again another blissful moment, because that's typically what happens when I meditate. I reach these states of bliss. And if you haven't tried one of my yoga nidras, I would encourage you to go over to my website, lanekennedy.com /free-yn-practice. It will put you in a state of bliss. So I had this state of bliss this morning, change of attitude, and it was about forgiveness and about gratitude. And so that's what I wanted to open up today and talk about in my little episode with you. You may be thinking, oh God, she's going to get deep. And no, I'm not going to get deep, but one of the greatest tools that I have discovered and keep discovering over the years of my recovery and just in my life is this simple idea, yet so challenging idea of forgiveness. And a lot of times I find myself holding grudges. And a lot of times these grudges put distance between me and my loved ones, me and other humans around, me and even the mailman. Honestly, I'm like, oh, don't talk to me. So it's this distance, this separation. It's when the ego steps in and says, no, I'm better than. I don't have to take it. I don't have to listen to what they have to say. When in reality, you know, I talk about this in my book, actually. We're all just trying to get by here. Right? There's no one that's better or greater than another. And yesterday in the car back from my little trip that I took with my niece and my son, she got very excited about living in Hollywood and meeting celebrities. And she said, T. Lane, don't you want to live in LA so you can meet celebrities? And I said, no, not really. I know a lot of celebrities and they're just ordinary people. They're just like you and me. And she was really like dumbfounded by this. Because she looks at celebrities as, you know, she puts them up on that pedestal. And that's, you know, as a 10-year-old, like, okay, that's great. But what if we taught our kids that everybody was equal and that there was no hierarchy? Wouldn't that be a different world? And so as our conversation continued, Oddly enough, the topic of forgiveness came up. Because I guess this idea, this topic has been sitting with me as I closed out my last year and I entered into this year. And typically what I do every year is I choose a word to live by. And I guess that word is going to be forgiveness. I didn't expect this. But again, if I look over my life, moment by moment, forgiveness is a huge tool in my spiritual growth because it breaks down my ego. It removes the separation between those who I think may have wronged me. It brings me closer to my loved ones who I have a distorted reality of and how they should treat me. They should really have me up on that pedestal. But in reality, you know, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a partner, and I'm just doing the best I can in their life. And they're doing the best that they can. And we're just all getting along equally with where we're at in our lives. And so this tool of forgiveness brings me closer, not only to them, but it brings me closer to myself, to my soul's calling, to my purpose, to my destiny, to this whisper that is always there. It's always there just saying, okay, Lane, slow down. Okay, Lane, who are you going to help today? Okay, Lane, open the door for that person. My soul's whisper is there to help others thrive and to bring more bliss to. And so when I am living in a state of forgiveness and grace and listening, God, do I feel good. So on this birthday, you know, I went to bed last night, like I said, in a state of, woe is me. Well, after that meditation and having this greater realization that right now, today, and this could change tomorrow, but I'm going to accept and own forgiveness. And I'm going to forgive myself for the judgment and the withholding that I do so often to those around me, to those I love. I don't even know I do it sometimes because I'm so caught up in the whirlwind of life. I was talking to my niece recently, another niece. I think I have like 6, 7, 8 nieces. I don't know. I have a lot of nieces. And she said, you know, we live in such a crazy time right now. It's like I'm always going. And I said, I know. She goes, I don't have time to do anything. I said, I know. She goes, I'd love to just slow down and be more conscious and be more aware. And I said, well, you can. And she goes, I can't. And right there in this I can't moment, we hang on to these I can'ts and we hang on to them and we hang on. And then all of a sudden we hang on to enough of these I can'ts and we build a bridge. We build a brick wall. And then we build that separation between those I love and care for and myself. And when we have that bridge or that wall between those I care and love for, there's no forgiveness because there's no present moment. Are you following me with this? So I want to invite you today to step into this word of forgiveness. Cherish it. Own it. Celebrate it. Heck, I am going to own it, celebrate it, get into it, and wipe it all over my body. Because you know what? The greater forgiveness I have of myself, the more love enters my soul. It's really weird, you guys. I can feel it. So this is my birthday. I would love for you to say hi to me over on Instagram. Wish me a happy birthday. That would be so joyful. I love meeting my listeners. I also want to invite you to take advantage of, you know, that free meditation Bringing You to Bliss over on my website. And I also have a masterclass that I'm doing. So if you want to sign up for that, that's also listed on Instagram. It's lanekennedy.com free masterclass. Oh, life is so good. I had no idea that, that year after year it would get better. When I stepped into recovery, you know, I just wanted to stop drinking. I just wanted to stop the hangover. And now as I look back on all these years later, this is not an episode to, you know, break out and stop drinking, but this is a true moment of gratitude for something stepping into my life and helping me relieve me of my alcoholism, because my daily drink was just robbing me of my life. And I'm so grateful this many years later that I have the opportunity to sit here with you and talk about forgiveness on my birthday. It's just unbelievable. I should have been dead many, many moons ago. It's a miracle. So thanks for listening, and thank you for celebrating my birthday with me. Come say hi on Instagram, and may you have a beautiful, blessed day. Find something great to do with your life. May this day bring you something light, something bright, and something so juicy and delicious that you may be the best you can be. Until next time, my dear friend, take good care. Bye for now. Boop. Hey, friend, quick announcement. I have an awesome free yoga nidra all for you waiting over at lanekennedy.com free YN practice. Go ahead and grab it. Don't forget, grab it. You're going to love it.